the Statistical Institute of Jamaica defending the methodology used to ensure the accuracy of the 2022 population and housing census. This is WAVS News. The findings of the census were originally due to have been published in 2022. The survey, which is usually conducted every 10 years, was last published in 2011. Statin is facing repeated questions on recruiting and retaining data collectors. It also had to contend with incomplete data sets and the inaccessibility of gated communities. Director General of Statin, Lisha Dolati-Boudir, addressed the issues of the delays at a media briefing on Wednesday.
Now, while our experience with the 2022 census was unprecedented for us, it actually mirrored international trends. Globally, national statistics offices had to contend with the impact of the pandemic, but as well, we were contending with heightened privacy concerns and rapid digital transformation, which presented unprecedented obstacles to traditional enumeration.
The Director General says the model-based approach used by Statin to ensure the accuracy of the census is in keeping with best practices and vetted by independent specialists both locally and internationally.
When we looked at the modeled estimates, we looked at the data that we collected from the short forms, from the sweep teams, from the rapid enumeration, we realized that we had population counts for 70% of the EDs in Jamaica, and that we only needed to use the modeled estimates for approximately 30%.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Chief Executive Officer of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Portal Authority, Carl James, says the authority has officially split its regulatory and operational functions, a move which marks a major step toward improved accountability and global practices. James also outlined MPOC's operating footprint, which will include full management of port facilities, customer services, equipment, and infrastructure.
Having clear separation between the regulator and the operator introduces clearer accountability. It is a best practice and a model that is employed around the world, and we are moving in that direction because we want to be world-class and standardized with international best practices.
Turks and Caicos Police Force commissioning 10 new police vehicles during a ceremony in Providenciales last week. Both the governor and the premier commended the men and women of the police force for their service and reaffirmed their shared commitment to building a safer, stronger Turks and Caicos Islands. Guyanese President Dr. Irfan Ali says his country supports the aspiration of keeping Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace, but equally, the country supports every action and embrace every partnership to cripple transnational crime. Did not refer directly to the U.S. military deployment of the Southern Caribbean or the blowing up of alleged drug-laden boats and their occupants that the U.S. administration says is fetching poison to American shores. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.